Where in the Bible will I find a second chance for salvation after death? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. There is no record that any preaching was ever done or ever will be done to anybody after death. The people to whom the gospel has been or ever shall be preached will be judged according to their treatment of the gospel. Those that obey the gospel as written until death will be saved, while those that disobey it will be lost. Peter did not teach a second chance in 1 Peter 4, 5, and 6. He said that the gospel was preached to them that were dead. He does not mean that the preaching was done after they died, but while they were living. Just as the Spirit of Christ went and preached through Noah to the antediluvians while the ark was being prepared. Paul says that Christ will be the judge of the living and the dead. That means that Christ will be the great judge of all, both the living and the dead, at the last day. That is, all that shall have died will be raised and judged then, and all that are still living till then will also be judged then by Jesus. In the case of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man cried for help after death, but failed. There is no passage that gives a particle of assurance of any second chance for salvation. Those that refuse to obey God in this world are doomed to the loss of the soul in eternity. The Hebrews writer said, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Hebrews 9:27. This clearly shows that the very next thing people meet after death is the judgment. No intimation, therefore, for a second chance. In this life, this is the only time and the only place to prepare for eternal life. Those, therefore, that neglect to prepare themselves by obeying the gospel while they are living, die without hope. When the gospel is preached to men in this life and they obey it, that gives them a chance to live after God in the Spirit here and in eternity. But if they disobey it in this life, they die in their sins and will be lost in eternity. This is the teaching of the Bible. Obey God's word now and be saved.